In this bulletin, three teenagers charged over a stabbing death at Sydney's Easter show. Joe Biden defends fist-bumping Saudi Arabia's crown prince as he arrived for talks on security and human rights. And in football, Manchester United defeats Melbourne Victory in the first match of their Australian tour. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghed. Communities in Australia's top end will be able to decide for themselves if alcohol can be sold locally as the Northern Territory prepares to lift a long-time ban on the practice. The Northern Territory Parliament voted in May to end the alcohol bans that had been imposed in 2007 at the start of the so-called emergency intervention. It is due to come into effect at midnight tonight. Three teenagers have been arrested over the fatal stabbing of a youth at Sydney's Royal Easter Show in April. New South Wales police say two 18-year-olds and a 14-year-old have been charged with murder, and all three have been refused bail ahead of their court appearances. State Crime Commander, Acting Assistant Commissioner Jason Weinstein, says the arrests were the result of a long and protracted investigation by Homicide Squad detectives. 17-year-old Yuati Falitulo died after being stabbed at the carnival ride of the Easter show on April the 11th of this year. The United States has defended a decision by President Joe Biden to visit Saudi Arabia and share a fist bump on arrival with the Crown Prince. The fist bump has drawn strong condemnation in the United States, coming at the start of a visit to a country that Joe Biden had once vowed to make a pariah state. But the president says going to Saudi Arabia was important because he did not want the Gulf giant to become isolated as Middle East tensions continue to rise. President Biden also addressed criticism of the kingdom's human rights record, saying he confronted Mohammed bin Salman on the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul in 2018.
We just heard from Jamal Khashoggi's wife, who said, "After this visit, the blood of MBS's next victim is on your hands." What do you say to Mrs. Khashoggi?
I'm sorry she feels that way. I was straightforward back then. I was straightforward today. I came here to meet with the GCC and nine nations to deal with the security and the needs of the free world, and particularly the United States, and not leave a vacuum here.
The Crown Prince has denied involvement and said he had held those responsible to account. Commentators say energy and security interests and the kingdom's strengthening ties with Russia and China have prompted the U.S. not to isolate the Gulf giant. The five remaining contenders to be Britain's next prime minister have gone head-to-head in a televised debate, the first of three, as the contest continues. Foreign Minister Liz Truss has touted her international experience as Britain's top diplomat and a former trade secretary, and is vowing to take a tough line with the European Union in post-Brexit trade spats. Former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak is considered the official front-runner in the race, but during the debate faced attacks from centrist backbencher Tom Tugendhat over his involvement in the so-called Partygate scandal. Mr. Sunak said he regretted what took place.
"Of course there's a problem with people being asked to obey rules that those who make them don't obey. Of course that's a problem."
He's talking about you, Rishi Sunak. I mean, explain why it's okay to have a prime minister who has been found to break the COVID laws.
"Yeah, it was a mistake, and I apologised for it at the time, and I apologise for it again. I wish it had never happened."
Sri Lanka's political turmoil is potentially lurching to a conclusion with an upcoming election for a new president following the resignation of Gotabaya Rajapaksa, but there's no immediate relief in sight for citizens trying to cope with the impact of inflation. Wages have stayed the same even as their purchasing power declines. Supermarkets in the Sri Lankan capital of Colombo have put up their prices as they run short of commodities and fresh food, while petrol is especially scarce. Local resident Nuan says food and transportation costs have risen rapidly.
"Normal food prices got high, and after the May, the fuel prices went up. With that fuel prices increase of fuel price, then all the transportation and the transportation prices came to very high."
To football, and Manchester United have survived an early scare to defeat Melbourne Victory 4-1 in a pre-season exhibition friendly at the MCG. Manchester United will next face Premier League rivals Crystal Palace at the same ground on the 19th of July before travelling to Western Australia for a game against Aston Villa in Perth's Optus Stadium on the 23rd of July. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.